This podcast of Indiana High School Athletics on WGCLradio.com is brought to you by Smithville.
Ready to fire up that new HD television with top sports action? Fiber-fueled IPTV from locally owned Smithville Communications delivers the best quality digital television. And now there's even more great sports in the Smithville lineup. Smithville is adding more HD channels and other features, so don't get left behind. Get the Smithville Triple Play today. For more information, visit smithville.com today. Or call 800-742-4084. That's 800-742-4084.
Time now for our comprehensive financial consultant starting lineup. At one forward spot, Josh Martindale, the 6'5 senior, averaging 6 points and two rebounds. And boy, we talk about him being the defender. And we'll wait and see if he starts out on Musa Jallo tonight. And that is one matchup that we will watch very interestingly. Nick Elliott is the other forward, 6'3, a senior, averaging 5 points, 2.5 rebounds. Logan Kirby, the 6'6 senior in the post, 7 points, five rebounds, shooting 56% from the field. Tucker Blackwell, the all-around standout junior, 6'1 at one guard spot, 4.5 assists, over two steals, 10.5 points, and about 3.5 rebounds. And Johnny Jager starts at the other guard spot, averaging 14.5 points a ball game, 3 rebounds, 4.5 assists, and 2 steals a game. And as John was pointing out, shooting 60% on the year and 57% from three-point range. As a matter of fact, the Southsiders are shooting 50 from the field, 40 from three-point range. But, John, where they're winning are those defensive yields. The opponent shooting 37% from the field and only 27 from three-ball range.
And also just individually defensive pressure. But they also do a good job help side defense, the Panthers do.
So Martindale, Elliott, Kirby, Blackwell, and Jager for the Panthers, the home team tonight, dressed in their white uniforms with purple and white trim, purple numbers. And now for the North Cougs, 9-2. By the way, South is 7-2. At one forward spot will be Musa Jallo, the freshman, 6'4", 183, averaging 11 points, 5.5 rebounds, 2 assists, and 2 steals a game. And like Jager, shooting awfully well, 63% from the field and 50% from behind the line. Connor Basie in the post at 6 foot, 196, a senior, averaging 2 points, 3 rebounds, and 2 assists a game. And the three-guard tandem of Malik LaFoon, 6 foot, 145, a junior. The leading Cougar scorer, 13 points. Starting to raise his shooting percentage up to 49%. Jake Redway, 5'11", 162, a senior. Talking about matchups. Well, Jake Redway most likely will start out on Johnny Jager tonight. And we will watch that one. Jake does everything well, averaging over four assists, two steals, almost 5 points, and 4 rebounds a ball game. And the other starting guard will be a senior. His third straight start, Ken Montgomery, 5'11", 178. Almost 4 assists, 2 steals, 7.5 points, and 3 rebounds. The Cougars will be dressed in their all maroon tonight with gold numbers as Basie steps out there along with Jallo. Pardon me.
So you're going to feel the electricity in the building here tonight. Everything's fired up. Cold on the outside, but it's nice and warm here tonight.
Montgomery and LaFoon, it'll be Kirby. Or rather, Martindale jumping in with Malik LaFoon. And again, the referee tonight, John Weaver from Plainfield, spacing the players. Both end zones jammed. Not a seat in the house. Standing room up along the track. As the Weaver throws it in the air, and the ball's controlled by the Southsiders. So across the line, running the point. Off the bat will be Johnny Jager to the left wing against Treadway. We expected that, and the ball's knocked loose, stolen away. Right into the arms of Treadway. Gives it now over to Ken Montgomery. Down on the wing left, that's Malik LaFoon. Here comes Jallo, top of the key. Back to Connor Basie. Good ball movement in the half court as Ken Montgomery works it around over to LaFoon, top of the key, back to Jallo. Now Connor Basie holds that ball, passes it down to the right side, clears it over to Treadway, back to Montgomery. And the Cougars very patient in their first offensive set, trying to get defense into offense against the Panther man-to-man. With it is Montgomery down on the wing, deep and shut off and harassed by the Panthers' Tucker Blackwell, who got him a haircut since the last time I saw him. Hardly recognized him. Got a lot cut off, as a matter of fact. LeFoon, little runner, no good, cleared out of there. And that's Nick Elliott. So the Cougars working around, get nothing for their efforts. Here come the white shirts. Nick Elliott out. And he's being guarded to start out with tonight by Malik LeFoon. High lob pass with a backup over his head. Give the assist to Martindale. And Logan Kirby opens up the scoring on a nice entry pass that time by Josh Martindale, and the Panthers draw first blood. Ken Montgomery, the veteran senior, with a left-handed dribble down the Basie, back to Ken. Ken is hawked by Tucker Blackwell. Ball almost got lost. And here comes Malik LeFoon out to get it. Malik around the pick, almost walked with the ball, spins, fires, another shot, no good. And not a maroon shirt underneath the rebound. Well, we talked about that. Andy Hodson talked about it. And right now, the Panthers doing a good job at both ends of the court right now, albeit early. And what do we got? A foul away from the ball. It looks like it's going to be on Nick Elliott.
The illegal screen.
So Elliott picks up the illegal screen, and the turnover gives Bloomington North the basketball. So Montgomery will work it across the timeline as he sends Basie into the high post. Cutting across will be Treadway. Ken takes the dribble down on the right wing. Tucker Blackwell out on him. Panthers in a man-to-man. Johnny is taking Jake to start things off, and vice versa at the other end of the court. Malik LeFoon with the basketball. Clears it over to Musa. Hasn't pulled the trigger yet. Jake Treadway shut off from the lane that time by Jager, and good man-to-man defense. And again, North forced to run its offense. 5:38 to play. Remember, there were only 73 points scored in that sectional championship game at Shelbyville back in March. First time the Northsiders had cut the nets down in a sectional setting in 10 years. Ken Montgomery had a notion. Passes it instead out to Treadway, and he'll back up the offense. 5:20 to play. Panthers with an early 2-0 lead on the basket by Logan Kirby. Now Basie. Well, JR talked a little about this. It's not that, North is taking the air out of the ball, but they're certainly working their offense. And North's man-to-man, or rather South's man-to-man, having a little bit of a say as to them penetrating inside, and they're not getting any cuts. There's a pass inside, and the ball stolen away. Tucker Blackwell comes up with a loose ball across the timeline, over to Jager, works it inside Martindale. Martindale makes it a 4-0 ball game. Well, you remember last year in that regular season game, it was Bloomington's North shooting lights out and getting up and leading by 15 going into the fourth quarter before South rallied and nearly pulled that game out. They lost by 6. North down 4-0. Jallo forces one, and he was fouled going, and he'll shoot a couple of free throws.
Joe, kind of looks like here at the outset, Andy Hodson, he doesn't want his troops taking a shot unless it's about 6 to 8 feet from the basket.
I think it was a shooting foul. Surely it was. Yeah, Musa will back up. And the leading free throw shooter on this Northside basketball club, he's in a dogfight with Malik LeFoon. Malik, if you'll remember, hit 24 of his 26. He's in a little bit of a slump now. 82% of that's being in a slump. But the man shooting him right now, Musa Jallo, shooting 83% and connects on the first, and the Cougars are on the board 4-1. 4:26 to play in the opening quarter, and he got them both. So Jallo playing in his first North-South game. And he'll have a few more to play before he graduates, as Johnny Jager comes across the timeline, harassed by Treadway. Tucker Blackwell with the ball, and Ken Montgomery picked his pocket. Here comes Ken off the glass, got it. Ken Montgomery inserted into the starting lineup, and Tucker almost walked, rather carried the ball. There was no whistle, and the Cougar defense scores them two. Compliments of Ken Montgomery, it's 4-3. Jager shot fake over to Tucker out of the corner, a three too long, and it's cleared out of there by Musa Jallo. So after trailing 4-0, here comes the Northsiders. They could take their first lead of the ball game. 3:43 to play in the opening quarter. Connor Basie handling it out on the right wing. He's only taken 10 shots this year through 11 games, so he's in there for defense and for rebounding and setting screens, which he did right there. Goes down on the baseline now, harassed over there by Elliott. Montgomery around the horn. Musa Jallo over to Treadway, around the screen by Musa. Nothing there. Now a nice pass inside. Jallo tied up inside by Johnny Jager. And the possession arrow will go to Bloomington North.
Very patient for the Cougars that time, and a nice look inside to Jallo, but unfortunately for him, Panther got a hand on the ball.
Riley Crean checks into the ball game, a 6'2", 171-pound sophomore. LaFoon sits down. Ken Montgomery with the only field goal. Oh, what a pass inside to Musa Jallo, the first lead of the ball game for the North Siders. Jallo has scored the last four, and the Cougars lead it 6-4 with 3 minutes to play in the opening quarter. Across the timeline comes Jaeger. Screen set up by Martindale. Johnny down on the right wing against Treadway. They whip it around to the left wing over to Elliott. They reverse the ball now. Jaeger shot fake. Takes him down. Treadway to the wing and now deals it out to Blackwell. Entry pass inside. Look out now. Kirby. All 6'6 of him. Kirby shooting 56% from the air, and we're tied at 6. Connor Basie gets the pass that time from Ken Montgomery. Gets it right back, does Kent. Crean is the only new face in the game right now. Ken Montgomery deals it over. Actually, Musa Jallo with the basketball, starting to penetrate inside, and somebody's hanging on his wrist. And it's going to be Josh Martindale. Tonight's broadcast of North-South Basketball being brought to you by Advanced Auto Care. For routine maintenance or repairs on your car, see Andy and the installation experts tomorrow at Advanced Auto Care at 1077 Air Drive. Give them a call at 330-1620. Shot blocked by Montgomery. Shot was blocked by Kirby. North retains possession, though, in the half court. It is 6-6, 2:13 to play in the opening quarter. Basie over to Musa Jallo. Offensive foul against the freshman. So the turnover gives Bloomington South the basketball at the 2:06 mark.
Joe, the Panthers coming out on fire shooting-wise, 3 of 4. Bloomington North shooting 2 of 5.
Well, the South Siders got off to a 4-0 lead, and North scored the next 6, and we're tied at 6. South Side with the basketball. Tucker, a 3-pointer. Thought he was fouled. No whistle called. The missed shot. Rebounded, though, out of there by Logan Kirby. There's Johnny off the glass. Too hard. Fight for the rebound. Elliott had it. Lost it. Out of bounds. It'll be Panther basketball. You don't see Jaeger miss many of those, John, when he's got a step to the glass like he did, but he shot it off the glass too hard that time. And Jallo will knock it out of bounds. So the Panthers retain possession. 6-6, 143, opening quarter. JVs are 11-0. They won tonight 69-45 behind the outstanding game turned in by Josh Hall, who had 20, and Ben Chasteen had 12 points for Aaron Parker's JVs. Blackwell handles it now in the half court. North playing man-to-man. Out is, Chance Coyne has checked into the ball game for the Panthers. Tucker's got a lane, put up a shot. He'll go to the line and shoot two.
The interesting thing, they call him a foul on. It could be any one of three players.
I think it was on Basie. We'll wait and see. And it is on Connor. So Basie picks up the personal foul, and it'll be a two-shot shooting foul for Tucker Blackwell. He's the leading free-throw shooter for the Southsiders, and he misses here. No streak to break, Smitty, so we could just talk about the fact he's 85% on the year, but he missed there. Trying to unknot things. We're tied at 6. Minute 29 to play here in the opening quarter. Tucker averaging about 10.5 a ball game in the scorebooks. He's got 1 point. 4 for Kirby, 2 for Martindale, and that's the 7 Southside points. Here comes Ken Montgomery across the line. With it now, Tate Stewart has checked into the ball game for the maroon and gold. So also Holden Jastrzemski is in the ball game. So Andy has gone 8 deep already with Stewart, Crean, and Jastrzemski in for the maroon shirts. With it, Jallo forces a shot too hard, rebounded out of there, and cleared out of there by Keenan Franz, who's also in the ball game for a first time. Franz will get you about 3 rebounds. He'll mix it up with you. Chance Coyle, let's see, a hook and a foul on maybe Montgomery, I don't know. Well, went around him pretty well that time for a freshman. No, but it's going to be on Holden Jastrzemski. He picks up his first personal foul. Cougar fans would love to see Holden break out of his shooting slump. Montgomery comes out of the ball game. Treadway is back in. All Jake needs from time to time is about 30 to 45 seconds. He is their energizer big time. South trying to take the lead to three. Inside, Martindale hammered. Could be on Jallo, and if so, that could be two on Jallo. John Weaver, the official from Plainfield, comes over. Nope, it's going to be on Riley Crean. So the 6'2 sophomore picks up his first, and here's Martindale at the line. He connects. Well, Josh hit him well against Noblesville in that ball game that we did last Saturday night. As a matter of fact, he hit double figures. And starts tonight, John, ever so much rising, 62% from the free throw line. The good news, the Southsiders up to 70% as a team. First time they've reached that aggregate all year long. And Martindale connects on both, and the Panthers off to a 3-for-4 start. And the Southside lead is 3. Their biggest lead was right at the start of the ball game when they led 4-0. Riley Crean handles the ball over to Jallo. He threw it away. Here's the steal by Chance Coyle on the move, and the shot taken and missed by Josh Martindale, cleared out of there by Jallo, and Stewart's in a hurry. Already in the half court. Panthers missed an opportunity there to take the largest lead of the ball game. Down to 20 seconds to play. Crean looking over at Andy Hodson. Ken Montgomery's checked back into the ball game along with Jastrzemski, Stewart, and Jenda. And they didn't want Jallo to pick up. Yep, Jallo's still in there, and the ball's kicked out of bounds. And let's see. Last touch, they say, by a North Cougar. So another turnover.
5 turnovers for the Cougars.
And he won't like that. 5 too many in the opening quarter. Been a basketball club that's taken care of the ball. Out of the corner, a shot by Taylor Gilpin, and he was fouled in 3-ball range by Tate Stewart. Wow. Well, Taylor Gilpin will do that. He has done it all year, and by that I mean shoot three-pointers. And that time he was nailed by Tate Stewart. 50% from the field and a good free-throw shooter. Gilpin, 88%. J.R. Holmes making substitutions as Martindale comes back in. He, Franz Gilpin, Coyle, and Jaeger, the white shirts, and now comes Franz. I don't know, he's just going to have a conversation with J.R. 3.2 seconds to play, and Andy Hodson just not liking that Tate Stewart foul. So here sits Taylor Gilpin, the 6-foot senior, at the free throw line, where, as I say, 88% on the year. In the air, and he got it. So South back up to its largest lead of the first quarter at 4. And again, Gilpin will have 3. 3.2 seconds to play, and he rolls that one in. You remember Gilpin and Michael Connor, both of them played awfully well early in the year. You know, South lost his first game to ninth-ranked New Albany, and both Gilpin and Connor were in double figures for the first three games as Gilpin hits the trifecta at the line. Full court pressure. Here comes Holden Jastrzemski with 2. He'll let it fly. It's no good, and that's the end of the first quarter. Southside with a 12-6 lead thanks to 3 free throws by Taylor Gilpin as he was fouled with 3 seconds to play in the opening quarter. Before we go to break, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. A little past the 8 o'clock hour, you're listening to North-South Basketball. 12-6, end of one. Southside with a 6-point lead. Back in 1 minute, you're listening to North-South Basketball. Welcome back, everyone. The home score, Joe Smith, along with John Callahan, our producer, Katie Robbins. Chance Coyle putting up a shot to start the second quarter. Riley Crean touched it last, or did he? It was knocked out of his hands by Josh Greer. It'll be North basketball. John, the shooting splits in the opening quarter.
Another team shooting the ball very well. Bloomington South, 43%, 3 of 7. North, 2 of 6 for 33%.
Ken Montgomery with the basketball against Tucker Blackwell. Franz stays in the ball game, and we got a whistle against Chance Coyle. So the freshman picks up his first personal foul of the ball game. Difference came at the free throw line. The Southsiders hit 6 of 7 in the opening 8 minutes, including a 3 in a row by Taylor Gilpin with 3 seconds to play, fouled by Tate Stewart. All right, Kim Montgomery. Southsiders trail 12-6. Riley Crean stays in. Basie's back in. Holden Jastrzemski on one wing, and Malik LaFoon is checked back in. Shot fake by Crean, deals it over to Montgomery off the glass, too hard, tipped up and in. And let's see, will it count? It will not count, apparently. Holden Jastrzemski over the back, I believe. They're going to get Holden for a second personal foul and wipe the basket out. So here comes Treadway. Crean comes out. Musa Jallo checks in, and Jastrzemski will leave. No points and two personal fouls. Gilpin stays in. Josh Greer, Keenan Franz, Chance Coyle, and Tucker Blackwell. There's a different five in there, isn't it?
Not sure we've seen this combination this year.
Well, not that many, not this early. Tucker stays in there right now. He's the only starter in there right now. Taylor Gilpin's a good ball handler. Very steady player off the bench, has been his entire career. He's in three-ball range, and LeFoon out on him. Deals it over to Coyle. He lost the ball, and what do we got? A grab against a Cougar. So that is going to be time for the one-and-one. And Bloomington South, the way they've been shooting free throws lately, and they've already made an impact, having hit 6 of 7 from the line, and JR will bring in three new players at least. Greer leaves. Elliott's back in along with Logan Kirby. And at the free throw line, Chance Coyle. That foul, by the way, was whistled on Ken Montgomery, his first. At the line, and the Chance connects. So he earns the bonus. So very significantly, John, you might asterisk that, Bloomington South getting in the bonus with 6:55 to play in the first half. We're early in the second quarter.
The way they've been hitting free throws here of late, that will help them.
Coyle 69% at game time, hit them both, his first two of the night, and the Panthers have their biggest lead at 8 at 14-6. And Coyle will come out, and Johnny Jaeger and the regular starting five in there for the Southsiders. Here comes Montgomery across the timeline. Maisie working high post along with LeFoon. Ken goes down on the left wing. Really hawked over there by Tucker Blau, rather by Logan Kirby. Montgomery getting the ball back. Musa Jallo on the right wing. Out on him is Logan Kirby. So we haven't seen Martindale out on Jallo yet. Jallo's been quiet, but he does add 4 of their 6 points, a field goal and 2 free throws. There's a drive, no good. Back up and in. What a play that was by Treadway. Shot the ball too hard coming off the right wing. Got his own rebound. And the ball was deflected out of his arms, and now he'll trigger the ball in. Trying to get some offense. Bloomington North has gone cold. LeFoon can do it, and what a move that was inside. Malik LeFoon with his first two. 14-8. Southside with the basketball with it. Martindale pulled way outside. Blackwell, good ball movement over to Jaeger. Shot fake. Nice move off the glass. Tucker Blackwell. Tucker Blackwell, his first field goal. He's got 3, and it's back to an 8-point lead. Quickly across the timeline, Montgomery with the basketball. Deals it now on the right wing. Jallo spins inside with the left hand. Got an air ball, and he'll be hearing it from the South fans. Kirby on the rebound. Down on the wing now. With the basketball, Martindale, a long three by Jaeger, got it. Boy, I tell you, and Andy has seen enough. He's going to call a timeout on the full one it is. We'll break for a minute. Panthers, 19-8. Actually, it's a 30-second break. We'll take a half-minute break with 5:34 to play. Panthers by 11. You're listening to North-South Basketball. Back we come to the Holmes Court, a field of Bloomington South, J.R. Holmes Court. Tonight for North-South Basketball, 68th annual meeting between the two. Johnny Jaeger pumping in his first triple of the night. So all of the Panthers save Nick Elliott have scored their starting lineup. And the 11-point lead is Bloomington North struggling offensively right now. Malik LeFoon against Elliott, and the ball is deflected out of bounds by Tucker Blackwell. John?
Yeah, Joe Hayden's just going for the steal there. And again, Panthers doing a great job with the help side defense.
Well, of course, they've been snuffing out some pretty good teams to the tune of 38-8 on that defensive yield in this five-game winning streak. With the basketball is Treadway. Harris by, again, Johnny Jaeger right in his grill. Basie handles it over to Kim Montgomery inside. We got a block call, and it's against the Panther. And let's see if Montgomery draws the foul, and he did. That foul was on Tucker Blackwell.
Yeah, Tucker's got to be wondering how can because Montgomery gave him a good little elbow there, knocked him on the floor, but the official called it on Blackwell.
Ken will have two here. He's an 83% free throw shooter, and he barely got the iron. Well, as I mentioned, both he and Musa Jallo at 83% at game time. And Montgomery, up until the last couple of games, got his first start against Franklin County in that South Ripley tournament. He hits one of two. Ken's got three on the night, and it's 19-9. But now he's back in the lineup. Treadway screened off that time by Kirby as Jaeger takes the ball down on the left wing. Now they work it over on Blackwell's side on the right wing. As Bloomington North stays in its man-to-man, and we got a grab called by Jake Treadway.
Jacob got beat on the play.
Yeah, he got beat. Johnny went around him, and Treadway had to foul him or give him an uncontested lay-in, and that's Treadway's first personal foul of the night.
And here's Mr. Jaeger at the free throw line.
So Jaeger has been something else from the line, and he started out rather slowly from the line as Riley Crean checks into the ball game for the Northsiders replacing Connor Basie. They need to get some scoring. Crean can do that. And here's Jaeger at the line. 80%, as I mentioned. And most of them that he nails go right down through the well, like that one. So Jaeger has scored the last four Panther points, and they're out to their biggest lead of the night at 20-9.
South 9 of 10 from the free throw line.
Now make it 10 of 11. So they are making them count and putting some distance between themselves and the Northsiders. There's Crean, a three, no good, almost fouled on the play that time. He thought he was, no whistle though. And here comes South the other way. So Riley didn't waste much time, just checked in and came down and fired up a three, and it was no good. Nice entry pass. There's a hook by Logan Kirby, no good. Rebounded by Martindale, and he takes it in, and I don't know who grabbed him, maybe Montgomery in disgust. We'll wait and see. 4:25 to play. We're in the second quarter. No, it's going to be on Montgomery. Well, I said that's who it was on. That's two on Ken. And here is Josh Martindale at the line. So Martindale, 3 of 3. Panthers, 11 of 12 from the free throw line. Can't beat that. And this is where they're spacing things out. Four in a row for Martindale. All of his points make it six. He's the leading Panther scorer. 4 of 4 and a field goal, 23-9. Norris, Tate Stewart is back in the ball game. Musa Jallo down on the right wing, and there's Martindale on him. And Martindale deflects the ball out of bounds. It'll be Cougar basketball.
Hey, Joe, the Cougars really getting frustrated. They've only hit 3 of 11 shots, and give all the credit to the Panther defense, but they're really having trouble getting the ball inside.
And that was evident right from the get-go. You know, North had a couple of possessions, John, where they worked and worked and worked and worked and couldn't get any seams to open up, much to the credit of South's man-to-man. Down to 4 minutes to play. Handling the ball is Ken Montgomery, trying to find one of those seams against Tucker Blackwell. A very fundamentally sound defensive player is Blackwell. So is Jaeger. He's really improved his defense the last couple of years. Montgomery deals it over to Crean. Riley stops and fires, and it's blocked by Kirby that time. Crean hits the floor again, and no call. And that concerns Andy Hodson. Here comes South down on the right wing. Martindale, nice move, and it's blocked out of there by Musa Jallo. Beautiful block by the young freshman.
So Kirby now with 3 blocks in the game.
Well, Kirby took him a couple of games to get the football out of him, but he is one tough hombre inside and starting to really help him offensively with some points as well. Down on the wing, Jaeger against Jallo, who grabbed him. Well, it's now, and we told you, with about 6:55 to play in this quarter, North, or rather South, went in the 1-1. Now the 10th team foul against Bloomington North, so they'll be in the double bonus, the final 3:25. And they're living at the line, and they're cashing in at the line, and that's been the difference in this 14-point ball game. And Jaeger adds to it by another point. So Jaeger with a half a dozen, he and Martindale with 6 each. The only free throw missed, oddly enough, the leading Panther free throw shooter on the year, Tucker Blackwell. 4 of 4 for Johnny, and he's got a total now of 7. 25-9, and North is stuck on 9. Treadway with the basketball. Montgomery comes out and gets it against pressure by Blackwell inside. Put up a shot. Altered that time by Martindale. Rebounded out of there by Coyle. Fast breaking the Panthers. Up court, Johnny, a long three. And timeout, Andy Hodson. They're getting blown out of the gym. And Hodson better be careful or he's going to pick up a technical foul. He calls a timeout. We'll break for a minute. It's been all Bloomington South. 28-9. 3:02 to play in the first half. You're listening to North-South Basketball. Well, they took about a 45-second break. And how about C.J. Nolding scoring his first 2 points this year? He's in there for Andy Hodson's crew, and Jaeger is dialed in, guns in another three-pointer. All three have been from the deep portion of the left wing. And all of a sudden, Jaeger with 13 points. He has outscored Bloomington North. 31-11, and I wouldn't have expected this, but North is really struggling to get into its offense as Tate Stewart comes in a three. So Stewart is a good three-point shooter, averaging about 50% from the field. Jaeger feeling it, puts up one, got another one. This one a deuce.
Wow.
15 points, and Johnny Jaeger has taken this game over. 33-14. Treadway with the basketball. Stewart Basie's back in. LaFoon and C.J. Nolding. Shot. LaFoon a three. In and out. No good. No one underneath the rebound for the maroon and gold. Been all south since about early on and bumped Connor Basie. His second personal foul. Well, John, the difference, obviously, in addition to Jaeger, has been the fact that the Panthers are 14 of 15 from the free throw line here in this ballgame. Jaeger has hit four in a row. He's got 15 points here in the opening half.
All of those points coming in this quarter.
And he'll be at the line shooting two, and he connects. Used the rim that time. He hasn't used the rim many times in developing that 80% accuracy from the toss line. In the air, Jaeger was in and out, no good. Tipped around by Logan Kirby, no good. Here comes North the other way. Tate Stewart, Connor Basie. Basie now handling the basketball. Trying to find backdoor LaFoon, and he is hammered. Was he in the act of shooting? That's the question. We'll wait and see.
Well, he threw a good head fake there.
The foul is going to be on Tucker Blackwell, his second. And a non-shooting foul. It's a non-shooting foul. As Jake Treadway will be triggering it out. 34-14. It was 12-6 at the end of one. South went into 1-1 at 6:55 of this quarter. And they went into the double bonus at 3:25. And that's been the difference. They lead by 20. North with the basketball. Minute 18 to play in the first half. 34-14. South side with the lead. Treadway with the basketball, backs up the offense now. Now they set screens. Here comes Tate Stewart, deals it over to LaFoon. Taylor Gilpin on him, and LaFoon takes him inside, no good. And it's cleared out of there, and Bloomington South, John, is just dominating the boards.
Yes, they are.
It's been one and done when North has got a decent shot, and it's been all South with the defensive rebounding. Down to inside a minute to play here in the first half. With it is Jaeger, Treadway out on him. It's not that Jake's done a bad job. Johnny's just in one of his zones. 17 points here in the first half, including three threes. He's got the ball now. Shut off, deals it. Over to Gilpin, down to 32. We'll see how JR plays with it now. Martindale, they reverse it now over to Jaeger. Treadway gets up a little closer on him this time. Cutting through, Coyle doesn't get the ball. Down to 20, and we'll see the Panthers work for the final shot. They've been in command the entire game. Jumped to a 4-0 lead. Game was tied early at 6-6 with it. Kirby with seven. Shot Gilpin a three. No good. Missed it badly. Rebounded, though. Shot taken along the line by Coyle. No good, and that's the end of the first half. 34-14 at halftime. It's been all Bloomington North as our halftime show has arrived, brought to you by Jan S. Locksmith, by Bill Carpenter and his crew. The former Cougar Motor Service, your local Carquest Auto Parts store at the corner of 5th and Rogers, the Eye Center of Southern Indiana, and by Keller Heating and Air. Go online at kellerheating.com, your local factory authorized carrier dealer serving Monroe County and surrounding areas since 1972. All South, 34-14. We're at the break. Back after this two-minute timeout, you're listening to North-South Basketball. Out to Bloomington South when we come back to start the second half in 1 minute. Panthers lead the Cougars 34-14. You're listening to North-South Basketball. Best of luck to the girls' teams tomorrow. Amanda Carmichael's Northsiders home at 1:30 against Terre Haute South for Conference Indiana play. Larry Winters has his girls. 2:30 action here against Franklin Central. Side is out to a Bloomington High School North. Our halftime show brought to you in part by Janice Locksmith Motor Service, the Ice Center of Southern Indiana, and Keller Heating and Air. Jake Treadway slips and falls down, but he says he, one of the officials, says he was assisted by Johnny Jaeger, who picks up his first personal foul of the ball game. So the Northsiders, who trail by 20, will have the basketball here early in the third quarter. Jallo Basie LeFoon, he'll have to get on track, had only 2 points in the first quarter. Treadway and Montgomery, the maroon and gold for Andy Hodson here in the early part of the second quarter, and that's what LeFoon has to do. And certainly we have seen Malik light it up and get red hot, just like Jaeger has done and did to Bloomington North in that 16-point second quarter that he had. Almost threw it away, and Montgomery steals it. Jallo comes up with a loose ball. Here comes North the other way. Inside, Jallo put up a shot, no good. Cleared out of there by Logan Kirby. Tied up by Malik LeFoon. Possession arrow, though, goes to Bloomington South.
Looked like Jallo going inside, kind of lowered the shoulder a little bit and was trying to draw the foul, but the official didn't see it that way.
I said that was in the fray. It was Kirby. It was Martindale in there with LeFoon. And on the possession, Bloomington South retains possession, and Johnny Jaeger will come across the timeline. Just played a minute here in the third quarter. Reserves won tonight to move to 11-0 on the year. Jaeger Harris over there by Treadway with the ball, and the ball is kicked out of bounds. And before they did that, they called traveling on Tucker Blackwell. Turnover, Bloomington South.
The Panthers, again, only three turnovers in the first half here. In the first 2 minutes of the third quarter, they've committed two already.
Bloomington South will be at, they're going to be playing a Tuesday night game with Brent Schitte in Columbus East on Tuesday night. Basie down on the wing. I don't think Connors attempted a shot. LeFoon will, and he'll miss long here. And it's cleared out of there by Blackwell, and Treadway knocked it back into up over the scorer's bench. It'll be South Panther basketball. Great crowd on hand, as usual. Over 3,000 here tonight. And Bloomington North is having a hard time with its offense. Kirby gives the ball now over to Johnny Jaeger. Against pressure by Treadway. North has played man-to-man the entire way. With Kirby is Basie out of control. Martindale, he picks up the offensive foul, his second in the ball game.
LeFoon doing a good job there.
Yeah, he got bowled into, and Martindale, he'll make you hit the deck. Well-built young man, 6'5", Kirby at 6'6". What was that rebounding edge in the first half again, John?
12-7 in favor of the Panthers.
Seems like it was more than that. Neither team shot well. South 39%, North only 26%. And here's a team that was edging up toward 50% shooting after winning 9 of 11 games. South, little 2-3 zone. No, they're back into man-to-man. Shot taken by Treadway. In and out, no good. Rebounded by Musa Jallo. In and out, and it stayed in. Thought that was going to come out. It stayed in. And Jallo with 6 of North's 18 points.
Panthers have to take a shot here in the third quarter.
5:40 to play in it. 34-18. Had a weird JV game. We'll tell you about it here in a second. Spinning inside, Martindale shot an air ball. Nick Elliott up off the glass. No, got his own rebound, and it was fouled. I don't know if Treadway got him on the back or not. Elliott doing a nice job with that offensive rebound. Well, that was the storyline And again, the fact that Bloomington South got into 1-1 with 6:55 to play in the second quarter in the double bonus with 3:28 to play and really took advantage. As John told you, they hit 15 of 17 from the line in the first half and outscored Bloomington North by 12. They lead by 16. 5:23 to play here as Elliott controls the ball against Tate Stewart is checked in. And J.R. Holmes not real enamored about the Panthers, who have yet to score, running the offense. He'll powwow for 30. So will we. 34-18, 5:19 to play in the third quarter. You're listening to North-South Basketball. Along with Katie Robbins, our producer, high atop One City Center downtown. Joe Smith, John Callahan. In nearly 3 minutes of the third quarter, 3 minutes taken off of the board, South has attempted only two shots. They lead by 16. And J.R. Not real pleased with what he was seeing. Jaeger will try to bring it and break it down now. Tucker comes around the screen with the ball, goes the other way, still on the dribble, off the glass, and the ball knocked out of his arms by Montgomery, but they say Blackwell touched it last. So the Cougars with another offensive opportunity. Montgomery in there with Jallo. C.J. Nolding playing his most extended time this year. And he, by the way, got the first basket. Or got a basket, rather, in the first half in the second quarter. Got a whistle and a problem away from the ball. As the official comes over, Tommy Proep from Plainfield. And they say that it's going to be whistled on Johnny Jaeger, his second this quarter. Here's Montgomery at the line. Kent's already missed one tonight. He doesn't there. So Montgomery, two out of three. He's got four. North is shooting awfully well this year as a team. That's the good news. Bad news, they haven't shot that many tonight. That was only their fifth attempt, and Montgomery misses another one. So he has uncharacteristically missed two free throws tonight, 34-19. With it is Elliott now against Tate Stewart. Bounces it over to Jaeger down on the wing right. Ball overhead, Martindale. Shot fake, Blackwell now. Tucker will run the offense from the point. Johnny goes and slips down on the left wing. Out on Blackwell is another number 11, and that is Ken Montgomery. We got a whistle and a grab by C.J. Nolde.
There's some banging in there with Kirby.
Tonight's broadcast of North-South Basketball being brought to you by Morrison's Appliances. They do their homework. Their technicians know all the brands inside and out. Shop with the experts at Morrison's Appliances, and you'll always get the best price, too. Morrison's Appliance and Service on West Kirkwood, or go online at morrisonsappliancesandservice.com. As I mentioned, that JV game couldn't have gotten off to a worse start for Bloomington North. They trailed 16 to nothing, and were shut out in the first quarter. There's another turnover, Bloomington South. Montgomery tried to shovel the pass into Nolding, and he wasn't looking for the ball. So they trade turnovers. Here comes South the other way. South led at half in that JV game by 12, but North came back, cut it to 5, and eventually lost by 24. As Bloomington North tired. Oh, what a pass inside, and Nick Elliott is just hammered by Tate Stewart. Tate wasn't going to give him that easy, Deuce.
No, he was not.
Wow. And Stewart isn't some big dynamo now. He may weigh 140 pounds.
Giving away several inches to Elliott.
Elliott's, of course, nice size senior, 185, 6'3" senior. Misses the free throw. Well, if you just joined us, that was one of the storylines in the opening half. As Bloomington South shot 15 of 17 from the line. Elliott misses here. He missed both of them. And the ball goes out of bounds. And we got a foul called. Logan Kirby, I don't know if they got it on him. He's questioning the call. And that's why, because they nailed it on him. Arm bar kind of a foul. Two personal fouls on Kirby, two on Martindale, two on Jaeger. And Tucker Blackwell playing with two. Shot LeFoon, no good. He can't get anything inside. Moussa Jallo. Wow, I don't know how Tucker, that ball didn't go off Blackwell. Somehow he eluded the ball. And the ball is going to be kept in North's half court. They say it was last touched by a Panther. May have been Jaeger, may have been Martindale. So Treadway will trigger it in and does to Blackett to Ken Montgomery. Ken inside, pass over to Nolding, blocked by Kirby, and that's three on Kirby. Two quick ones. And C.J. Nolding will be going to the free throw line. Well, C.J. hadn't scored until the second quarter, and this is his first free throw attempt of the year.
He has to call the foul on Blackwell.
And the toss is no good. He'll have another one. So take it off of Kirby and put it on Blackwell, and that's three on Blackwell. So Nolding will try to add his third point to the books. South hasn't scored a point in this quarter, and that one rolls in. So C.J. Nolding unexpectedly with 3 points tonight, and it's a 14-point ball game. Here comes Johnny Jaeger across the timeline. North in a tight man-to-man. Blackwell. Keenan Franz has checked into the ball game. So is Chance Coyle. Down on the wing, Chance deals it over to Tucker. Top of the key, Franz. Harassed over there by LeFoon. Entry pass. Lane, Martindale, count it. Beautiful entry pass by Johnny Jaeger, 36-20. First basket of the third quarter for the Panthers, and it took them nearly 5 minutes to get it. Treadway with the ball. Out back over to Blackwell, over to Ken Montgomery. Shallow for a minute, back to Treadway. Trying to get some inside offense going right now. Shallow trying to get to the free throw line, stumbles, falls down, and we got a jump ball, and it's going to stay Bloomington North. As Taylor Gilpin gets ready to check into the ball game.
So the Cougars have played much better here, both, well, defensively, especially here in the third quarter. Bloomington South Air just ice cold from the field.
Coming out a little bit flat after, wasn't like they shot 60% in the first half. They were at 39. Treadway at three. Got it. Well, you can get him going now, and we're going to have us a ball game. Jake Treadway's first points of the night. And the Cougars scratch back to within 13. And they have outscored Bloomington South here in this quarter, 9-2, to get back in it a little bit. 2:16 to play. Running the offense in the half court. Jaeger around the screen, threw it away. Coyle wasn't looking for it. And North has the basketball again.
Panthers with six turnovers in the quarter.
Unbelievable. And I tell you, much to North's credit, you know, John, they hit a triple in here and can maybe, you know, knock this thing down to single digits. They're right where they want to be. As many close games late after trailing in most of the 11 games, Nolding can't hold on to the ball in the low post, and the ball skips by him and goes out of bounds. Turnover to Bloomington North, and the Panthers have the ball.
Bloomington North, two turnovers in the quarter, seven in the ball game.
Six turnovers in the third quarter, and woeful shooting on the part of the Panthers. Made this a ball game. It was 34-14 at halftime. South Gilpin with the ball. Playing some extended minutes tonight. With it is Johnny. Inside, that's Martindale. Martindale with his second basket this quarter. Martindale with 10 points, and it's back to a 15-point lead. 38-23, Montgomery around Gilpin, over to LeFoon. They need him to get going, and there's a three. Malik LeFoon now with five in the quarter. He's got seven in the ball game, and again, they knock it down a little bit closer. 38-26, a minute 13 to play in the third. With it is Coyle, Gilpin with the basketball. As the North has battled back here with some good defense and shoddy ball handling on the part of the Cougars, and there's another offensive foul against Bloomington South.
Keenan Franz.
So Keenan Franz picks up the personal foul. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. That is the sixth team foul here in the quarter, and that matches the number of turnovers they have in this quarter. And I tell you, if North can get this thing down to single digits, we got us a fourth quarter ahead of us yet. Round the screen, and there's Montgomery off the glass, too hard, tipped up. Jallo, no good. Let's see, loose ball down along the wing. Keenan Franz clears it out of there for the white shirts. J.R. Holmes wants the floor spread and one shot with a 12-point lead with 40 seconds to play in the third quarter. Jaeger, the Panthers have scored two field goals in this quarter, and Martindale has both of those. down to 27. Johnny had 16 in the second against North earlier tonight. Shot taken. Coyle. J.R. Holmes is just looking out at his freshman. And there is a big-time freshman mistake by Chance Coyle, shooting the ball with 28 seconds to play with no shot clock in high school basketball. And now Andy Hodson up in front of his bench. And on top of that, not only was the ball shot, a personal foul was placed on Taylor Gilpin on the rebound. And here's the North at the line, and there is Montgomery. So, Ken, 3 of 5 from the line now. He's got 5 points, and this could make it a 10-point ball game and could be the closest North has been since the latter portion of the second quarter, and it rolls and stays in. 4 of 6 from the line. Now look out. 10-point ball game. 18.6 seconds to play, and what do we got? Treadway trying to set up now the charge, and instead picks up the personal foul, and I believe that's going to be on 2, make it 3 on Treadway.
Yeah, what he was saying, though, was Johnny Jagger gave him the armbar.
Here comes Tate Stewart. They can ill afford not to have Treadway on the floor, so they can't afford to obviously have him pick up a 4th personal foul here. Stewart is in. Tumbling down to the hardwood goes Montgomery. No harm, no foul, and South has the basketball. And they're going to escape with the lead here, but it's been whittled down. Now can they get a 3-ball here? Gilpin to the glass, put up a wild shot, no good, knocked around, loose ball, and let's see. We got a shove, LaFoon goes down, Jager, we have 1.1 second to play, and we got a personal foul. They're going to put it on Johnny Jager, and that is 3 on Jager, all of them in this quarter. And the North fans starting to get excited. Here's LaFoon for the first time tonight. 82%. He'll be shooting 1-1. In the air, and it rolls around and off, and that's going to be the end of the third quarter. But hold on. 38-28. South with a 10-point lead. They had a 20-point lead at the end of the half. And now we go to the final 8 minutes or more. Andy Hodson, the North Siders. Their script this year in a 9-2 season come from behind. And they took a pretty good chunk out of a 20-point lead to do just that tonight. Back with fourth quarter action after this 1-minute break. 38-28, Southside leads it. You're listening to North-South Basketball. Welcome back, everyone. Got us a ball game. 38-28. We'll give you the shooting splits in a second. Bloomington South outscored 14-4 in the third quarter. And now the lead has been sawed down in half to 10. Elliott entry pass, ball knocked loose, stolen away, loose ball, jump ball. It'll be Bloomington North basketball.
Joe, the shooting splits, both teams ice cold from the field. Panthers 37.5% for the game, 9-24. Bloomington North 31%, just 9-29. Panthers, though, the lead, they're winning it at the free throw line. They've had 8 more free throws than Bloomington North.
Johnny Jager hit Bloomington North with 16 points in the second quarter, did not take a shot in the third quarter, and picked up 3 personal fouls. 38-28. And Bloomington North on the attack, and Jake Treadway back in running the point. He, LaFoon, Connor Basie, Musa Jallo, and Tate Stewart, the maroon and gold, down on the wing. Treadway hit a big 3 in the third quarter, hawked by Jager. They get it to Stewart, back to Jake. They reverse it over to Connor Basie, who has yet to take a shot tonight. So Basie giving him really no offense at all, but that's not his mode of operandi. It's a rebound, screen, and play defense, and he's in there right now, and he's a heck of a senior captain. How about LaFoon? Malik LaFoon now warming up. He's got 7 here in the second half, 9 in the ball game, and it's 38-30. Here comes Bloomington North trailing by 8. With the basketball, Johnny Jager. Out on him, man-to-man, Treadway. They work it around. Logan Kirby gets the ball back. Spinning, firing off the glass. Give the assist to France. And a nice basket that time as Logan Kirby backed it in to make it back to a 10-point lead at 40-30. Jallo the other way. Over him defensively is Nick Elliott. We got a a grab on the arm. Jallo goes down. South ended up with the basketball, and we got a foul call. And it's going to be on Musa Jallo. And that is his third personal foul. So, John, some interesting parties wearing both colors jerseys tonight, getting in foul trouble. And we got about three aside, all of them contributors, and they're all playing with three personal fouls. 40-30, 6:28 to play in the ball game. JVs won tonight, 69-45. The South JVs, they're 11-0. With it is Elliott. Deals it over to Johnny Jaeger. He hasn't taken a shot in the second half. And Franz cannot hold on to the ball. It was poorly thrown by Logan Kirby. It goes out of bounds. South had six turnovers in the third quarter.
Now they have 11 for the ball game.
It was they had more turnovers than they had points. 40-30. 6 minutes to play, and Montgomery, not in any particular hurry, deals it back to Jake, back to Montgomery. Setting the screen, Jallo trying to ward off the Elliott, and we got another whistle inside. And I don't know if they're going to call Nick Elliott, and they are. So Elliott picks up his second personal foul. Boy, this thing's going to get interesting. I don't know. I just have that feeling.
It's one of those Bloomington North games. Go ahead. They got you right when they want you. When you're down by 20, that's where they want to be.
Tonight's broadcast being brought to you by HFI Residential Services, your local independent American Standard heating and air conditioning dealer. Go online at herald-fish.com. And Montgomery connects. Well, Bloomington North giving South some of its own medicine now, taking advantage of the ninth team foul. And they are clearly in the 1-1, and LaFoon, or rather Montgomery, uncharacteristically now has missed a couple of free throws. Out of the North had the ball, batted back to Basie, who finally took a shot. It was a three ball, and we got a foul called on Musa Jallo, who helps Tucker Blackwell up to his lay, up to his feet. 40-31. Well, Montgomery's hit four free throws here in the second half, John, but he's missed a couple.
Jallo now the first player with four fouls.
A nine-point lead for Bloomington North as South will walk it across the line. Johnny Jaeger hasn't taken a shot in the second half after scoring 16 in the second quarter. Down on the wing, Blackwell will fire a three, tipped around, no, fight for the rebound. Boy, I tell you, Elliott does a real nice job, especially on the offensive boards. That's his third offensive rebound of the night. Back to Jaeger. Johnny deals it down on the wing. Martindale, Johnny gets it right back, 5:12 to play in the ballgame. Jaeger over to Elliott on the left wing. North playing a tenacious man-to-man defense. And now Treadway back on Johnny Jaeger, around the screen by Kirby. Connor Basie picks up Jaeger, who deals it down on the wing, and Blackwell out of control, threw it away, and it was last touched by Treadway.
Hey, that interior defense now by Bloomington North, outstanding.
Jake Treadway down on all fours trying to save that ball. It'll be Bloomington South basketball, and Logan Kirby will trigger it out. Kirby has scored 6 points tonight, but he also has playing with a couple of fouls here in the second half. Blackwell over to Elliott. Boy, is Treadway just chasing Jaeger everywhere. And not that he didn't in the first half. He did it. You know, what are you going to do? J.R. Holmes wants a timeout, I believe, and got it. So timeout has been called. We'll break for a half minute. 4:39 to play in it. 40-31 as the Cougs trying to make a 20-point comeback. Well, they've taken care of 11 of it. They trail by 9, back in a half minute. You're listening to North-South Basketball. Joe Smith and John Callahan back on the Holmes court. No one has left. Game still up for grabs. After Bloomington South entered the second half with a 34-14 lead, North outscored them 14-4 in the third quarter, and they've cut it to 9. 40-31, South has the basketball after the timeout by J.R. Martindale, regular starting five in there right now. Tucker Blackwell, we got a late whistle called against Musa, against Ken Montgomery, or what do we got?
We got an illegal screen on somebody.
Yeah, Nick Elliott perhaps?
Got him with a hip.
We'll wait and see, and it is the third personal foul on Nick Elliott, and all of a sudden now, look, that is the 10th team foul. That was an offensive foul. So the next foul will give Bloomington North a double bonus the rest of the ball game. How about that? And that's where South caused separation in the second quarter when they went into the double bonus with 3:28 to play. Cougars running their offense in the half court. Levi Carmichael directing the offense right now. Treadway a three, no good. Loose ball rebound tracked down by LeFoon. And we got a block called against Kirby. That's four. Well, mark it down, John. 3:56 to play. Double bonus time for the North Cougars. And here is Malik LeFoon. And he might as well start with him, although he's missed a free throw. He's missed two tonight, I believe, John. There he finally cashes in. What is he on the line?
He's down one or two.
LeFoon, 82%. Got off to a spectacular start from the line. Hit 24 of his first 26. LeFoon starting to score a bit more. He's got 3, 5, 7, 8 here in the second half. 10 in the ball game. In the air, and he missed another key free throw. But point by point by point, North continues to knock the South lead down. Now it's down to 8. Inside 4 minutes to play in regulation. Blackwell with the basketball. Darted out there, grilled right in his face is Ken Montgomery. Johnny Jaeger works around the screen, and they threw the ball almost away. Going to get it, though, is Blackwell putting up a shot. No good. Fight for the rebound. That wasn't Blackwell. It was Coyle. Shot taken by Tucker. He'll miss here. And LeFoon, did he save it? No, he didn't. Boy, now that's a tough call if you're a North Cougar fan. LeFoon was stumbling out of bounds, but boy, I tell you, it looked to me like he saved the ball from before he was going to be pushed into the Panther end zone. The ref saw it another way, and it'll be South basketball with 3:23 to play. North is in the double bonus, but they are playing defense right now. An 8-point ball game. You got to credit Bloomington North again with scratching back. His first shot of the second half, Johnny Jaeger, and he got it. Well, you just come to expect that, I guess. Jaeger now with 18 points. Hadn't taken that many shots, Eddie, John.
It's only a 6-point game.
42-32, Montgomery pulls up, fires, no good. Rebound, Johnny Jaeger, fouled by Treadway. And the foul's starting to add up for Treadway. We'll tell you about it after our 10-second station ID here at 9 o'clock. We'll break away, 10-second station ID, Panthers 42, Cougars 32. You're listening to North-South Basketball. And before the free throw attempts, Andy Hodson wants a full timeout. We'll break for a minute. 42-32, Panther free throws coming up. They have a 10-point lead, 2:55 to play in the ball game. You're listening to North-South Basketball. Back at Southside at home court, Johnny Jaeger connecting. So he has scored the last 3 points after being dormant after a brilliant second quarter, which saw him score all 16 of his points in the second quarter. He's now got a string of three in a row, make it four in a row. He is 7 of 8 from the free throw line, and that extends the lead out to 12 with 2:50 to play. By the way, Connor Basie picked up that foul and not Treadway. So Basie with the foul, Treadway in there playing with three personal fouls, not four. He's got the basketball right now, and Chance Coyle picks up another personal foul.
I tangled up with Ken Montgomery.
Well, JR is not pleased, and right now, as I mentioned, Bloomington North, a 75% free throw shooting team at game time, were outscored by 12 from the line in the opening half. Now they got to start hitting their free throws, and boy, is Montgomery labored tonight. Go figure, an 83% free throw shooter, and he's missed four tonight. And boy, they need him. 2:41, clock has stopped. Here's where you make hay. North got it to within eight. Spins it in his hand, deals it, connects. But he's missed four tonight. Montgomery now with 8 in the ball game. Goes out, defense, slipping, falling down, and now he commits the personal foul. 2:37 to play, 44-33. Well, you heard about all of our football coverage. It begins tomorrow at 4 o'clock, and the Colts, of course, play out in Denver. And we'll have Bob Lamey's broadcast on of that one, but all of the games will be covered starting tomorrow. Best of luck to Tom Crean and the Hoosiers. as the Hoosiers and Ohio State tomorrow at 12:05. Tip off on ESPN against Ohio State. That's no bargain, especially coming off that whatever that was the other night in East Lansing. It didn't please anyone who roots for Indiana hoops, from the head coach all the way down. Well, sitting at the free throw line now, Tucker Blackwell. Tucker tonight been kind of quiet offensively, has only 3 points, but a good free throw shooter in crunch time, connects. He's one of two. Well, you know, John, that time you think you have this game kind of figured out, the stats get all skewed again.
Sure,
you know.
Is.
I mean, who would have thought that, you know, South, who was so good at the line in the opening half, would, you know. And now they're starting to hit those free throws as Blackwell with five. Logan Kirby will sit down. 46-33, so a little cushion if you root for the maroon and, purple and white. Coyle stays in there. Franz is in there along with Jager, Blackwell, and Martindale. Musichello threw up a prayer. No good. Fight for the rebound. And cleared out of there by Bloomington South. And I hope Jake Treadway's okay. I believe he stepped on the heel or the tennis sneaker of Tucker Blackwell. And he is down. And now rest on his back. And they could ill afford losing a guy of the caliber and the leader that Jake Treadway is. And the year that he's having. Olin Watson, the trainer for Bloomington North, out attending to Jake Treadway. 2:22 to play, 46-33. Our game tonight being brought to you by South Central Oral Surgery Center, our injury timeout sponsor this year. They'll help you with everything from wisdom teeth removal to teeth in a day. Visit their website at IndianaOralSurgery.com. So while we have the injury timeout, we'll break for a half minute. 46-33, Panthers, after seeing the lead whittle to 8, it's back to 13. Some breathing room. Back in a half minute. You're listening to North-South Basketball. Bloomington South in the 1-1, and Tucker Blackwell back at the free throw line, was just there. Misses on the front end of the 1-1, but what an offensive rebound by Keenan Franz. And another possession, and JR wants the floor spread. Jager splits it down the middle, and they spread the floor. With it is Blackwell, almost lost the handle. Over to Franz, and now Martindale to Jager. They want Johnny to have that ball in crunch time. Nothing against Blackwell, but Jager's a heck of a free throw shooter as well. Jager has 4 points in the second half. Shot taken in an air ball by Franz. Rather than using the glass, and there is Stewart, a three. Boy, that looked good. And a loose ball rebound and a grab and a hold against Martindale. And that's three on Martindale. 46-33. This one not over yet. Well, JR has seen enough of Keenan Franz. They practice this every day where they use the glass, use the glass, use the glass. He was about 3.5, 4 feet on the left wing. And instead of using the glass, he shot the ball over the rim. And it wouldn't surprise me here as the Malik LaFoon at the free throw line connects. Malik now what, John? You got him 2 for 4? From the line here?
Correct.
Yeah. So Malik held under his average, but he's slowly climbing up to 13. Bounces it twice, trying to make an 11-point ball game. And boy, I tell you, the two free throw shooters, the two leading free throw shooters on this Cougar basketball club at game time, LaFoon and Montgomery, have missed six tonight between them. 46-34, and we're talking about a 75% free throw shooting team. And there's a block foul against LaFoon. As I say, they've missed more than that. They've missed seven between them. Sometimes you just go figure, huh? Here's Jager at the free throw line for the ninth time tonight. He is uncharacteristically missed one. Starting to get his points from the line now. That is 3-5 in the second half, 21 in the ball game. Johnny averaging just a tick below 15, and he's missed two tonight. So guys with excellent free throw on both sides, missing free throws. Montgomery inside lost the ball. It's South basketball. Just plain lost it.
Flying turnovers for the Cougars.
Minute 24 to play. And the Panthers that far along away from moving to 2-1 in Conference Indiana. And we got a loose ball foul called against Tate Stewart. And that is three on Tate. Well, looking at basketball activity, neither city team in action as the crowd now senses that South has this one in hand. South plays next Tuesday night against Columbus East. We'll have the Edgewood broadcast on. We'll get you an update. They were killing South Vermillion earlier tonight. At the free throw line, looks to be Gilpin. Believe it is, yeah.
4 for 4 so far.
Taylor puts it up and misses here as John jinxed him. Remember, it was Gilpin that got fouled in three-point range and hit all three toward the end of the first half. He misses, he only got one of two. So he's got 4 points tonight, and it's 48-34. Holden Jastrzemski trying to shoot his way out of a slump. Tipped up, no good by C.J. Nolding. With the rebound, counted, basket, Ken Montgomery. Only a second of the ball game. North has a ball game tomorrow night. They have doubleheader weekends, the next two. They play at Northview tomorrow night. And then we'll host Martinsville a week from tonight. Montgomery in the air, and he connects on the three-point play. So Ken Montgomery, 7 of 11 from the line. The three-point play complete, 48-37. A minute 10 to play in the ball game, John, and we'll keep it right here.
Jonas looking at the shooting. J.R., I hearken back to what J.R. was talking about on during the chalk talk. It's never really a pretty game when these two teams hook up.
And it's a tough one to coach.
Yes, it is. And this game's been a grind. It's been a grind throughout. Now, when it was 34-14 at that point, a lot of people might think, well, this game's going to be a blowout. But give a lot of credit to Bloomington North. They battled back, and they made a game of it.
Well, it was 34-14. And boy, South, it was easy to trace how they reached the 20-point lead. They outscored North 15-3 from the free throw line. And then all of a sudden threw the ball away six times and had more turnovers than points as North outscored them coming out of the dressing room 14-4 to cut a 20-point lead in half. 38-28 going to the fourth quarter and got it down to as few as 8 points. It stands at 11, but time running out on the maroon and gold, only 68 seconds. They'll apply full court pressure as Chance Coyle will trigger it into Gilpin. A good free throw shooter, double teamed, and let's see. We get a timeout call by a Panther. Tonight's broadcast of North-South basketball being brought to you in part by Green and Schultz Trial Lawyers. You know, if you're injured, you need options, knowledge, and respect. Call Green and Schultz, toll free at 866-685-6800 or go online at greenschultz.com. They make tough times better for you. And by the way, Betsy and Fred were here presenting the game ball. They were the game ball sponsors tonight and one of our. We've had a fine association with Green and Schultz down through the years. And they got involved tonight big time presenting the game ball here at the home court. 48-37, a minute 4 to play. Shooting has been terrible on the part of both teams, John.
Yeah, both teams well under 40% in tonight's game. Bloomington North there for a long time, they were under 30%.
Only reminiscent, almost a reminiscent of that Shelbyville sectional championship game when neither team reached 40%. And there was only 73 total points scored. Taking the inbounds pass, Michael Connor has checked into the ball game for the first time. A good free throw shooter. Taylor Gilpin fouled by Tate Stewart, who's got four. That'll about do it as Gilpin will be going to the free throw line. And the reserve senior, 4 of 5 from the line tonight. An 88% free throw shooter will try to just ice things here in the final 56 seconds or so. Girls play here tomorrow against Franklin Central. Gilpin connects, he's 6 of 7. And Bloomington North's crew, the Cougs of Amanda Carmichael, play at 1:30 on the McKinney court against Terre Haute South. Lead back out to 12, 49-37. And Gilpin hit them both. So Gilpin, all of his points from the free throw line. Here comes Montgomery. They got to get going. They got to start shooting some threes or something here. Paige Stewart stops and pops and misses here, and it's cleared out of there by Johnny Jaeger, and he's fouled. No whistle call. Jaeger's still with the ball. Now he threw it away. With it is Montgomery. He'll put up a shot. Got it. So Jaeger threw it away. Montgomery scores on the loose ball, and we're back to an 11-point lead. But again, that took a lot of time. That took 22 seconds in that possession. And it's 50-39 with 37 seconds to play in the ball game. J.R. Holmes questioning, and I don't know if assaulted is a word. There were a couple of different Cougars on Jaeger. And no foul was called. And I don't know. They've let him play tonight.
Yes, they have.
Well, Bloomington South only 37 seconds away from completing the sweep tonight. Earlier, if you missed the JV game, and a lot of people didn't because they were here in their seats for that 6 o'clock tip, South won at 69-45. Josh Hall had 20. Ben Chasteen, a couple of up-and-coming Panther varsity players in the not-too-near future, had 32 points between him, Chasteen with 20. 11-0, Aaron Parker's crew. Southside with the basketball will have to come four length with it. And the trigger in. Mike O'Connor over to Johnny Jaeger. Down to 34 seconds to play. Well, they're trapping well inside Jaeger. They finally got it across the line. 28, Gilpin, ball, Harris, the LaFoon, and a timeout called by J.R. Holmes.
He didn't have very many timeouts left.
So, South has only one left. North is out of timeouts. Both teams in the double bonus, of course, they... But, you know, I still go back to earlier in the quarter, John, when North had their opportunities. They got in the double bonus at 3:56 and just did not make anything happen from the line. And a couple of their best free throw shooters percentage-wise just could not get any tosses to go down. LaFoon and Ken Montgomery. As a matter of fact, LaFoon, as many times as he has shot free throws, all of them came here in the second half, and he's missed three tonight, hasn't he?
He has indeed, and the Cougars, they've really struggled. Well, they've struggled the entire night shooting with just 3-11 shooting here in the quarter.
South got off to a 4-0 lead, led 12-6. North had a tied at 6-6, never led in this ball game, if memory serves me correct.
Yeah, if they did, it
would have been just real early. Taylor Gilpin over to Connor now. Back to Gilpin with 19 seconds to play, and there's no sense. And he doesn't want any fouling here. It's going to be the ball game, 50-39. Could be the final score. Now we got a grab on Treadway. Hodson not wanting the foul called. He didn't want any of his players to foul. 11 seconds to play, and this will put Michael Connor at the free throw line, I believe. That's Michael. Yep. So Connor, a 60% free throw shooter, connects, so he is in the book. As I told you earlier, Gilpin and Connor both have played off the bench in their careers, both seniors, know the home system, smart players, and both scored awfully well early. Connor and Gilpin when the varsity guys were kind of struggling. It's out to a 51-39 lead right now. I don't know what the conversation's all about with Andy Hodson and the officials. As Connor looking to make his second free throw. Tonight's broadcast of North-South basketball being brought to you in part by the Eye Center of Southern Indiana. Don't wait any longer. Try Eye Lasix at 334-1213. The Eye Center of Southern Indiana truly changing lives. Connor knocking down both free throws, so his first two of the night. And it's 52-39. Clock ticking down with eight. LaFoon a three on the way, no good. Fight for the rebound. Loose ball south. Gilpin will dribble it out, and that's the end of the ball game. 52-39 as the Panther cheer blocks from both end zones empty. And the Southsiders win it, their sixth in a row, ending North's five-game winning streak. North drops to 9-3 and 1-2 in Conference Indiana. The Panthers move to 8-2 and 2-1 in the Conference Indiana as they outscore the Northsiders in the fourth and final quarter by a count of 14-11. Well, they made things interesting. We had us a ball game after a near blowout in the first 16 minutes when the South led at half by 20. But always expect the unexpected, and what we got was a 14-4 third quarter by Bloomington North that knocked it down to 10 at the end of three, 38-28, and of course an 8-point lead. It got that close as Bloomington North continued by point by point by point, but boy, when push came to shove, as good as the free throw shooting was for the South Siders, it kind of went south for the North Cougars, who didn't have that many opportunities anyway, but did not shoot near the percentage they had been shooting. As Montgomery and LaFoon missed some key free throws during the double bonus situation, the game's final 4 minutes. Final score, 52-39. Our postgame show has arrived. Brought to you by Black Lumber at 1710 South Henderson and by Advanced Auto Care. John will have the numbers, our Monroe County scoreboard, and it'll be a while. There'll be a little traffic congestion here on the city south side as the Panther fans mingle with the North fans, 52-39. Panthers win it to move to 8-2. North drops to 9-3. Back in a couple of minutes. You're listening to North-South Basketball. Welcome back, everyone. Our post-game show commences. Not in any particular hurry to leave the gym tonight on a wintry night. We're kind of a basketball game. South wins it 52-39 to mark the 41st time in the 68th meeting now. They've whipped the Bloomington North team and ending North's brief two-game winning streak. John will have his numbers in a second. Tonight's postgame show being brought to you by Black Lumber, 1710 South Henderson, your local home improvement specialist. All the tools and materials you need for indoor and outdoor home improvements, and by Andy and the installation experts at Advanced Auto Care at 1077 Air Drive for routine maintenance or repairs on your car. Give Andy and the crew a call tomorrow. 330-1620. So celebration continues. If you wore purple and white, North fans have to like the way this team battled back. Maroon and gold got down 20 and whittled things to 8 in a game that Bloomington South led from start to finish. We had one tie early. Panthers really struggled in the third quarter as North turned up the gauge a bit defensively. Forced Bloomington South into 6 turnovers. They had more turnovers than points in the third quarter. Got outscored 14-4 and game on. We had us a 10-point 38-28 lead heading into the fourth and final quarter. And then the South wins it 14-11. Kind of funny how this one was dictated early on by the fact that it was Bloomington South with the strong defense and really sealing off routes that Bloomington North wanted to take on cuts. They outscored them from the free throw line in the first half, 15-3. They were 15 of 17 from the line, the Southsiders. And then Johnny Jaeger unloading 16 points himself in the second quarter. Ends up with only 5 the rest of the ball game and did not take a shot until the fourth quarter and had only 1 field goal in the second half. John will give you all those particulars in a second. Earlier tonight in the JV game, JV's win it. Aaron Parker's crew, a perfect 11-0. Josh Hall and Ben Chastain combined for 32. Hall with 20. Ryan Price, Balen Sorensen combined for 29. Price was 17 for Jordan Basie's crew as they dropped to 4-8 on the year south of the JV's 11-0. John, you about got everything figured up. We had us a total of 91 total points scored, and it took more of a characteristic of that game we did in the sectional championship last March when North beat South 38-35. Kind of an ugly game, but it's a W, and I guess ugly is one of those words we kind of have come to expect from time to time. We've had some dandies, some sensationals, some memorables. We've had some uglies. Maybe this was a little of
a little bit of both.
A little bit of everything.
Kind of a grinder type of a game, but years down the road, Bloomington South fans will remember one thing: if they won the ball game. Okay, and it was Johnny Jager who did most of the damage tonight for the Winners, finishing with a game high 21 points. He scored 16 of those 21 points in the second quarter. He had 16 points in the second quarter, did not attempt a shot in the third quarter, and only took one shot in the final quarter, and went to the free throw line four times in the fourth quarter and hit three of those. So he finishes 21 points, four rebounds. He was 5 of 6 shooting from the field, hit all three of his three ball attempts, and he was 8 of 10. From the charity strike, second straight game he has shot as many as 10 free throws, Joe. As you remember last Saturday night, he was perfect 10 of 10 in the win over Noblesville. Also reaching double figures tonight, Josh Martindale. He had 10 points, 3 rebounds, 3 of 7 from the field, hit all 4 of his free throws. 6 points, 5 rebounds, and 3 blocks for Logan Kirby, 3 of 6 shooting from the field. Taylor Gilpin off the bench had 6 points, all of those coming with the charity stripe. He had a rebound. He was 6 of 7 shooting from the stripe tonight. 5 points and 3 rebounds for Tucker Blackwell. Tucker didn't shoot the ball very well, hit 1 of 5, missed 4 three-ball attempts tonight, and was only 3 of 5 from the free throw line. Again, he finishes those 5 points and 3 rebounds. 2 points, couple of rebounds for Chance Coyle. Chance hitting 2 free throws. Michael Connor hitting 2 free throws late. Nick Elliott played a pretty good ball game. He didn't score, Joe, but he played outstanding defense, had a good floor game tonight. And as you observed, 3 of his 5 rebounds tonight came at the offensive end. For Bloomington North this evening, they have 2 players scoring double figures. Kent Montgomery leading the way tonight. He had 13 points, 2 rebounds. Kent struggled shooting from the field. He was 3 of 9, but was 7 of 11 from the free throw line. Again, he had 13 points, 2 rebounds to face Bloomington North. Malik Lafoon finishing with 11 points and 3 rebounds. Malik scoring 9 of his 11 in the second half. I should also point out, Kent Montgomery scored 10 of his 13 in the second half as well. Lafoon, 4 of 11 from the field, 1 of 3 behind the line, 2 of 4 from the charity stripe. Then we drop down to Musa Jallo, finishing with 6 points and 7 rebounds. Musa, 2 of 7 from the field, hit both of his free throw attempts. And we have 3 points each from Jacob Treadway. Jake had a free ball there in the third quarter. 3 points for C.J. Dolding off the bench. He had 2 rebounds to go along with that. And Tate Stewart hit a 3 late in the first half for his only points in the ball game. Connor Basie did not score, had a rebound. Riley Crean played but did not score. Looking at the shooting splits for the victorious Bloomington South Panthers, a chilly 35% for the field, 11 of 31, 3 of 8 behind the line, 38%. Free throw line, though, they shine there tonight with their 32 times, 78%. They were 25 of 32. Bloomington North hits 29% of their shots tonight, 12 of 41 for the field. 3 of 11 behind the line for 27. They went to the free throw line 20 times, including 16 in the second half. They finished tonight 12 of 20 for 60%. So Bloomington South outscoring the Cougars by 13 points at the stripe tonight. Turnovers, Bloomington South finishing with 12. They had 3 in the first half. Bloomington North finishing with 9 turnovers, 5 of those committed in the first half. Final score, Bloomington South snaps a 2-game skid against their Northside rivals, 52-39.
And our post-game show brought to you by Black Lumber and by Advanced Auto Care. We'll have our Green & Shields trial lawyers. Again, they had sponsored the game ball tonight. Betsy Green and Fred Schultz, and they are our sponsors for our post-game show. We'll have a Cougar, and we'll have a Panther when we come back. And John will have his Monroe County High School scoreboard as we close out things. Final tonight, 52-39. South moves to 8-2 on the year. They've won 6 in a row. North 1-2 in league play. North 9-3 overall. And don't forget, they travel over to Clay County and play Northview tomorrow night at 7:30. Back to close things out after these timeouts. You're listening to North-South Basketball. One final time from the home court, Joe Smith. Our post-game show wrapping up with our players of the game, brought to you by Green & Schultz Trial Lawyers. If you're injured, you need options, knowledge, and respect, call Green & Schultz toll-free at 866-685-6800 or go online at greenschultz.com. They make tough times better for you.
Okay, Joe, we're going to single out a couple of backcourt players tonight, one from each team for the victorious Southside Panthers, Johnny Jager. Game-high 21 points, 5 of 6 shooting from the field, 3 of 3 behind the line, 8 of 10 from the stripe. Shooting from the field tonight, very economical. Jager scoring 16 points in the second quarter. Actually, at some points he accounted for in the first half and only took one shot in the second half, and that came in the fourth quarter. For Bloomington North, we're going to go with Ken Montgomery tonight. Ken struggled shooting from the field, 3 of 9, did go to the free throw line 11 times, hit 7 of those, had a good floor game, played some good defense tonight. He led the Northsiders with 13 points, had a couple of rebounds. So players of the game, Johnny Jager for Bloomington South, and Ken Montgomery for Bloomington North.
And it's brought to you by Green & Schultz Trial Lawyers. The last check we had of Dave Mahurin's ball club was a Edgewood victory, but we don't have the final score, I don't think, John.
We do not. I was checking for that. We do not. I can tell you that Austin Renard had 20 points at halftime. I can tell you that much. So he was having a night very similar to what Johnny Jager had.
Well, and we'll look at Austin Renard and the rest of the crew, Dave Mahurin's squad, as Edgewood will host the South Panthers next Friday night in our next broadcast game. We'll have Chalk Talk with both coaches on at 7 o'clock. Tip-off will be at 7:30 out of the Mustang Corral. So that's the story from the Panther Gym tonight, where the 11th-ranked Southsiders win it over Bloomington North 52-39. For our producer tonight, Katie Robbins, high atop our One City Center studios downtown, all of our sponsors, John Callahan alongside Joe Smith, the best of the Hoosier basketball teams this weekend, Coach Tom and the crew, and Ohio State at 12:05 on ESPN. And then on Sunday, Terry Morin and her crew taking on Wisconsin. The tip of that ball game will be at 2 o'clock. Both Indiana teams looking to rebound off of tough losses this past week, but that's behind them. Now we look ahead to the weekend, and the best of luck to the Cream and the Crimson. Until next Friday night from Ellensville, Joe Smith, you've been listening to Bloomington South Panther Basketball on News Talk 96.1 and AM 1370 WGCL. Good evening, everyone.